So if I had to give you an example, why make a customer journey map? If I had to give you an example, which I will cover here, so let's see, knowing how customers move through the different stages, I came to know about you, and then I have connected various channels that you have offered me, and then I decide for or against you. So that is a journey that happens where experience matters, where fulfillment of his need matter. If he has come to a website, are you offering him in comparison? If you are not an offering comparison, he will have to move away from you and go somewhere else. So it helps in gain a comprehensive overview of the entire various touch points where customers go, why he go, what he seeks at that point, what is he expecting marketeer to provide. So that outcome is there. Unite teams to address specific customer challenge and focus on key paths for the greatest impact. This is what one point. If you notice the automobile industry, touch point of dealership is very crucial, where customers come to see the car. Now, this is what Unite team. Marketing has done things which has brought the guy to the dealership. Sales team has to sell it. But there's another intervention by the other body or the other division, which is learning and development division of that organization, which will have to facilitate training, product training, soft skill training, how to talk to customer. So that all becomes possible once you have in mind the customer journey map, expected experience, the challenges, and then you try to resolve challenges by uplifting skills or providing automation or something solution out there. Increases conversion rate and minimize negative experiences. So at a dealership, when a customer is coming, experience he's seeking is a comprehension display of the vehicle, 360 degree view, as you say, complete understanding of various features. Why are you better? Now, suppose if your people are not able to demonstrate them, then he will have a negative experience. So how you avoid that? So you work out with all the departments collectively a plan to that engagement is fruitful at that touch point, journey touch point called dealership. Prior to that, he has visited your website, he has seen your product features, etc. Then he has come here. Next would be the test drive. So how you make test drive experience fruitful. So that's what is a journey map. Enhance the customer retention by ensuring the right information is available at each stage of procurement cycle. Another example, I have been telling you in the beginning, I want to share one example from my real life. In automobile industry, I have been all in all along most of my part, where in one stage the finance have started playing a vital role. Customer journey map. Customer used to come to the dealership, even used to take test drive, but we noticed that after the test drive, the falling conversion rate was going down. That was an era where the finance has become a critical need. Many companies have put up a finance scheme, but at that point of time, either company had its own finance scheme or they have tied up with one particular financier. But that was resented by the customer. We earlier thought either the test drive is not going good, so we try to strengthen it. When we did a comprehensive study later on, we found out that it is this which is a reason. But okay, because we were mapping the journey, we realized after the test drive, and many automotive have realized. So today, now the dealership offers you the finance of your choice. You list out to him. And they will probably tell you, okay, sir, I have this kind of finances from this finance provider available to you. Now you choose. So that is a power. It helps you to really make each stage effective. Focus on individual customer journey with specific channel. So you come to know where he visits most, which stage does he take, which channel does he take decision for and against you. Identify essential matrices to track customer progression. So you will exactly know how he goes and where he drops out of you. So that is what will give you a clear idea. Prioritize action in the customer experience strategy. So now that you have been very clear, somewhere it is the personal attention matters, somewhere the demonstration matters, somewhere availability of information matters. So how each actions are known, the needs are known, and accordingly you have prioritized your deliverables there. Identify gaps between different channels and departments. To get an effective engagement, various departments and channels will have to unify, provided you are very clear about various journey touch points, expectation of the customer at that point. So what is the kind of experience he is looking at? That experience delivery depends on this learning and development, selling and marketing to come together. Marketing is also there at the dealership. It's not over just by bringing the lead. The brand ambassadors, the overall physical evidence, the look and feel, the like posters, and you see that they play that role. So they really lift that area also. That's also marketing. So that is what is you have to understand. So now let's understand the mapping customer journey. So how does it go? So you see that broadly there are four categorization, scoping, map out the customer experiences, improve and maintain. So this being the scoping includes, you must know your persona. So that is buyer persona development has to take place. So define your customer phases. So how does customer go from the state of knowing you to searching information, evaluating you, and then taking purchase decision? That should be there. Then you enter the second level, mapping of map out of customer experiences. So you must know various touch points where he interacts with the brand. Even before he came to your showroom, he has visited your website. You must know that. He has probably spoken to 10 people, references. Okay, or he has done car and bike website visit and got done your comparison or read the review of professional editors, etc. So that is what the touch point identification has to be there. Conduct research on customer experiences. Then you must know at each touch point, what is that customer is coming? Why is he coming there? What is he looking at that touch point? What is an outcome he is expecting out of that visit at that touch point? So that will give you an idea as to what you have to be ready with. Then determine points of friction, means what may lead to customer becoming unhappy about you. And then comes the stage of improve. So that understanding will help you to resolve the identified problem, will help you to create, in other words, effective experience delivery. And then comes the maintenance, which is nothing but review and remap the journey on regular basis. So to create a maintenance or a sustenance, in other words, you have to constantly keep revisiting your persona, keep revisiting your customer phases. So the journey mapping has to be revisited, so that you are overall able to map the customer journey, create effective engagement and experience, and get an advantage for your brand. So now I will take you checklist for developing customer journey map. So how do you go about? Remember, it's just a checklist. The meaning of checklist is it is not a hard set process. It is like these are the things that you must check, observe for you, do for you. How are your customers finding you, and do they solve the problem before using your solutions? So how customer arrives at you, means decides or comes to know about you, or determines that you are one of the consideration set. But before coming to you, how are they solving their own information need, problem understanding need, etc.? What is the customer problem you are trying to solve? You should very clearly know that you stand for what? That is that core benefit of your product, why you have developed. So car is done to develop a mobility challenge. A 5-star and 7-star hotel offers you a comfortable or a luxurious room night. So you must know what problem are you solving for it. In other words, what are the common problems and the pain points customer experience that your product is going to solve for him? So once you know what you stand for, the other side you will know of the coin is, these are the problems that the customer has and my product is very well in sync to solve it. Then how easy it is for customers to gain access to customer service for support. How easy it is for the customers to gain access to service support. At a various stage, customers have need to access your service support. Are you making it easy or difficult? And for what customer is coming? So can you provide it in an alternative way? How are you trying to improve customer engagement across various channels? So during the touch points, he visits various channels. So how are you making that work for the customer as expected by him? Is it easy for the customers to pay for your product or service? So how easy have you made that feasible? Believe me, that some of the very novice and startup websites, I have a better experience than some of the very set e-commerce sites. So why that? Somewhere that e-commerce site is losing sight of adding complex payment methods or steps, etc. While certain startup sites are very clear and they offer me a very smooth payment experience. I am not getting confused, lost about it. So one has to see that. That is, other e-learning site has to understand. And as a result, I have many times abandoned my purchase even after selecting the product in the basket, moving up with the checkout, but I abandon the purchase and then I try and find out simple payment solution through which I can buy. So this is what it is. To create effective buyer persona and customer journey maps for internet marketing should follow these steps. Now this is like a guideline steps. First, conduct a thorough market research. Now we have understood how do you do that research. So you have to do this research from the customer journey map development. Earlier we have done about understanding consumer behavior way. Here you have to do this with this specific intention. Identify key customer segment based on demography. You have to know the segmentation that you are approaching. So even buyer persona is representative of, no doubt, a segmentation, this thing also in it. So know your segmentation, that is homogeneous group, their buying behavior, preferences, likes, dislikes, etc. Use the collected data to create detailed persona. So first you will develop a persona, okay, and then you will develop his journey map. Include key characteristics, motivation, goals, pain points. We have seen that in the persona all these things comes. And then at each touch points in his journey, find out what is the reason why he's going there. What is he trying to find out? What is that outcome he's expecting by his visit out there? And then try and see whether you have provided that. Develop customer journey map. So that is what illustrative stages and various touch points that the customer will take and the interactions that he will have at that. So I've just told you, you must know what is he interacting at that stage. Outline the actions, thoughts, feelings and pain points of the customer at each stage. So when he's at your brick and mortar store, say like Lenskart customer, when he visits your brick and mortar store, are you aware what is he going to do? The thoughts behind coming to your this thing, feeling with which he is there, what is an outcome he is looking at, what are the pain that is there being faced by him that he is trying to address by visiting there. So that should be known to you. Continuously update personas and journey. We have seen even in that, you know, the maintenance part, you have to constantly keep doing research so that this changes which takes place in his persona and his journey map touch points, you are able to go back and correct yourself. Okay. Utilize insights from personal maps to inform internet marketing strategy. So develop, once you have that clarity, you are able to develop your comprehensive internet marketing strategy, multi-segment, content, okay, influencers, identifications and all. Regularly review and analyze marketing effectiveness. So that is what accuracy and relevance of personas and journey maps. So KPI we have understood. Now if KPI and this thing can be linked also to the personas and the journey maps, touch points, it will make it very comprehensive. So we come to a stage where customer journey, that is, what are the steps that one take into customer journey map development, customer journey steps we are trying to understand. So let's understand customer journey steps. I will go in a clockwise direction from naturally from left to right. Have an overview of the entire customer journey. So as I told you earlier and explained, journey is made up of various touch points. So do you have an overview? Find that out. Identify and resolve customer hurdles. So at each touch point, as I have earlier also mentioned, know why is he coming there, what is it that he wants to get out of being there, etc. What kind of information, what kind of demo need he has, etc. So be prepared for it. That is what is resolve the hurdle. Build faster and higher customer conversion rates. Okay, that's directly coming to an outcome wherein once you do the above two, the conversion rate will be prompt and higher. Improve customer retention. So it will help you to do a customer retention better. So as you constantly keep visiting personas, visiting customer journey map, the channel touch points within, customer retention will be better. Focus on customer experience in specific channels. So as a part of it, like earlier as I mentioned, once you know your persona, the touch points, etc., you must focus on ensuring that experience that he gets at a specific touch points or a channel is complete, matching his expectation. Identify customers' progress and fallout points. So now you know that various touch points that customer goes through before he takes decisions for and against you. Exactly try and determine where there is a higher fallout rate so that you can get into a corrective course. Then comes prioritize important initiatives. So identification of the gaps or identification if you are knowing what is an intention why customer is visiting that particular touch points, you are able to prioritize what you need to improve upon so that collectively your functions can come together. Reveal gaps between channels and departments. So now, as I told you that even earlier in the automobile industry, the dealership is not, earlier it used to be only under the sales. Now sales, marketing, learning, development are made custodians of dealership. So that's why, because they realize that all will have to come together to make the experience really wow, complete for the customer. So that is what the customer journey steps development. So now let's get into understanding how do you do your segmentations in the internet marketing, especially also. Segmentation is nothing but, as you have told you even earlier, identifying homogeneous set of collective groups. There may be more than one, but that's a segmentation. Advantage of segmentation is you are able to create entire marketing strategy, which is product, price, place, promotion, relevant to them. And when it is relevant, it becomes engaging. And when it is engaging, involvement is there. You can even personalize. Today, internet marketing, various technology enables you to do that. And as a result, brand really resonates well with the customer and leads to higher business. So let's understand how do you achieve that. So there are, these are very typical standard approaches to segmentation. One is a demographic, which is to do with the individual. You try to understand his demographic aspects like age, gender, location, income level, education, occupation, those kind of data when you capture, and from there you find out a similarity. Say income about 30 lakhs per annum, or say income about 1 crore and above. You know that, say dishwasher guy, a customer, you know that the guy who's above this income generally will buy. His lifestyle will be such that he will require. The guy with merely 12 lakh rupees, 30, 50 lakhs, 30 lakhs rupees of income may not. So that way you try to determine out of that, take out the one which makes it relevant for you. The other one is a psychographic segmentation where essentially interests, hobbies, values, likes, dislikes, etc., his lifestyle, his various personality traits, etc., are captured. So this behavior, the psychographic, this thing allows you to go a little deeper. Demographic doesn't get you into the mind of the customer. Psychographic allows you to enter in his mind. So understand him from his mind perspective. That determines a lot about brand, his choices, his likes, etc. Then comes the behavioral aspects. consumer with probably the same psychographic may behave differently. The reason being, we are what we are based on environmental factor, external factor, societal factor, your family influences, etc. So your behavior is accordingly shaped up. So you look at the purchase history, the browsing history, use of product that they do. Okay, where does he engage better with you? Is he a loyal customer or not? Or he is a discount shopper only, etc. So that kind of a perspective will come out. A need-based segmentation. So with what need does customer come to you? Is it a solution of the problem? Is it convenience? Is it a desire? So there are need-based solutions that you can. So now profiles are developed on that. So neonatal, that's a need-based, where the baby care is important. So you're trying to do that. Or working mother, so that's a need-based. She will have a lot of such needs to take care of. So that's how, say like, there are cameras, smart cameras, so working women can keep a tab on what is happening in the house vis-a-vis the kid and the governess that she has employed, etc. So likewise, also both working, how they remotely control their house, lights, electricity and various things. So smart homes, as you say. So this is what need-based segmentation. There are four approaches through which you can create your homogeneous group. That is what the segmentation is all about. Why use marketing segmentation? After you do it, why? You know, why do you do that? So one is, it's an online marketing is valuable because it enables personalized messaging. Once you know the clarity of who your segment is, you are able to essentially personalize your message. You exactly know what personal tone will affect them, will impact them, will create a connect with them. This approach is more effective than using a one size fit for all. If you have not done a segmentation, what will happen? You will try and talk one standard communication with all of them. Now that may not appeal. By creating smaller groups, now power of internet marketing is over conventional is you are able to create micro groups, okay, smaller target groups. Within maybe teenagers also you are able to do micro targeting, okay. Style conscious, okay, price conscious, okay, bulk buyers. Likewise, you can do those micro segments. So then you can even create the buyer persona and you are able to fine tune entire marketing strategy, product, price, place, promotion to them. Market segmentation also makes campaign planning easier, focusing on specific customer groups rather than broad audience. So now the segmentation gives you complete focus. Instead of talking to wider audience in a generic manner, you are able to be with the specific audience in a specific manner, and hence is efficiency in terms of time, money and resources. Now you exactly know whom are you talking to, their needs, so what will appeal them. So all this leads to one side, minimization of wasteful time being invested to talk with the larger audience in a generic manner vis-a-vis specific target-driven communication, and effectiveness that will allow you to extract better out of your effort. How to do market segmentation? So now what I'm going to kind of help you with is to know how can you develop your appropriate internet marketing segmentation. So there are certain steps that you have to take. Collect and analyze data. So here the research being very important. That is why we took a bit of an understanding earlier. First of all, you have to get into collect and analyze the data. You have to get into collecting a lot of information about your possible target groups. And when you do that, as I told you even in earlier, you have to extract a lot of information about his likes, dislikes, behaviors, challenges, pain points, etc. So then you will come to know. Then you are able to find out similarity in the differences. Similarity, you met so many people. Now you extract some similarity, so that becomes your homogeneous group. Organize and process data using tools like spreadsheets and dashboards. Okay, that's leave it that. As I told you, you have to effort is ultimately to extract similarity. You found out that most dishwashers current buyer have annual income above 75 lakhs. So then that's one similarity you found out. So likewise, you extract things. So this is similarity on a demographic. You might find it on a behavioral pattern also. So that is what you have to put an effort to. Research will help you identify key criteria determined by the most relevant factors for segmenting. Yes, once you do this analysis, you will have a lot of similarities, but then you have to be very clear whether demographic is more powerful than behavioral or a psychographic, etc. So under that, what are the similarity criteria that you pull out first, and around that you structure your segmentation. Define and label each segment accordingly. Define and label. So if I have to give you travel industry base, say what will be the definition or labeling of a segment by say Veena World or a Kesari Tour. So they may classify their segment as business traveler, leisure traveler, okay, a group traveler, women traveler. So only women, solo women group they take. So this itself helps you know. Adventure traveler, they want to be at the mountaining base camp of Everest or Kanchenjunga, etc. While the health conscious wants to be at Pondicherry or Coimbatore, where mud therapy or where Ayurveda centers are more. So that's what is the labeling. Okay. Create and test messages. So now that you have thought you have developed your segment, you have to get into testing, for which you have to use the messaging approach. Develop distinct messages and value proposition. Now you must know what will value the most by that segment. So develop your message around that. Deliver the message through the media that you are most likely to use. You may do it on a test manner, maybe around Mumbai or part of it on a limited area. Measure the measure's effectiveness using matrices like open rate, click-through rate, etc., conversion rate. So then get into analyzing the outcome. That will give you a lot of clarity about which is the right segment for you. Evaluate and refine. So now having got this kind of a feedback, you may want to tweak your segment, certain parameters, certain understanding, certain labeling, etc. Do that, compare segments. So that will set your buyer persona development need. Once you refine and review and label it correctly, your buyer persona need will emerge. From there, the customer journey map will emerge. Compare segment performances and message effectiveness. So now it sets for you the future tone for the comparison of your performance. Refine your strategy. Outcome of that comparison evaluation will help you to refine your strategy based on findings, which segment is working, not working for you. So we have understood the steps that you have to take to develop your segments. Then we get into how to measure and optimize internet marketing performance. So here there are few aspects that one need to be clear about. Measuring and optimizing internet marketing performance means keeping close eye on how well your efforts are working. Naturally, when you talk about performance, you are looking at output ratio. So input to output ratio. So performance, the result that you get. It involves looking at a data and feedback to see what's going well. So what is working for you and what needs to improve. So where you are not effective, you need to improve. This helps marketers make a smarter choices to make their internet marketing even better. So maybe you are wrong in your persona, segmentation based persona development, or tapping customer's journey map not correctly, understanding their likes, dislikes, etc. So all those aspects will come in here. So okay, so that's how to make and optimize your internet marketing performance. Optimize means get the best out of. Okay, to measure and improve internet marketing performance, okay, we continue to learn that. However, it is more now coming to you in a structured steps. Set clear goals and KPI. Why are you doing this internet marketing? So what is the goal that you are setting? Whether higher lead generation, whether higher acquisition, whether higher conversion. So what is it that various brands are at a various product life cycle stage? Remember, either brand is in an introduction stage, growth stage, okay, maturity stage, decline stage. Accordingly, your internet marketing goal also may change. Therefore, the related KPI will change. So you have to do that. Next is gather and analyze the data. So having done that, you are into an implementation stage. You have implemented, then you must have the entire analytics available to you. Maybe you do the survey pre and post. Maybe you look at the feedback that you have received. Many times you see that various quick short to answer feedback questions come to you and you attend also. So all those things will give you an idea about what is working, not working, where is the pain that customer faces. Interpret findings, understand the key insights. Also, as I told you, internet marketing gives you a lot of real-time data. So this real-time data has to be measured, monitored, change identified, behavioral pattern understood, so that you are then able to, okay, you are then able to realign your entire marketing budget, changing of allocating, reallocating the budget from the channel which is not working to the channel which is working, and likewise. So that's what interpret findings. Implement changes. So now that you have understood various, in the earlier this thing, findings will give you an idea as to what needs to change. So you get into change implementation, wherein you know that this is not working, why it is not working, root cause is identified, so correct the root cause, monitor and evaluate. At the end comes the stage of keep an eye on final result that you are looking at. So your final or a core KPI, use tools like analytics, surveys and feedback. So that is what I think we have covered earlier. Okay, so friends, we are at the end of this particular chapter. To quickly, this chapter was essentially understanding of market and audience, really important for a successful marketing. This is done using research and studying your target audience. So as I told you that we have studied a lot about research, consumer research out here. When you understand your market, you can find out what is popular, who are your competition that customer is banking on or using the most, and where opportunity lies for you to garner right communication and attract customer attention. Knowing your audience helps you to design appropriate marketing strategies, internet marketing strategies. So that is what is micro segmentation, development of a buyer persona, identifying customer journey, so the touch points within, etc. Creating detailed buyer personas is another powerful tool. So that is what I have told you, where you come to know various facets of your that particular persona, that particular micro segment or a target that you are looking at. Once you really get your audience, you can make messages and content. So once a persona is clear, the journey map is clear, you know what to communicate at various touch points. So you even work that out. You can have your social media marketing or SEO strategies, etc., being developed. So that is what the overall understanding that we have acquired during this chapter understanding. Thank you, friends.